Well, we're back. What's the name of the segment, Tiara?
We don't have a name for the segment yet. Well, that'll come. But
Tiara's friends ask dumb questions.
No, because it's not even that.
They're not dumb questions,
and it's not even they're not even always asking questions. So that's the thing. So we'll find out. We'll figure it out.
All right.
But this is a fun little segment because I'm a part of a group that I joined after I left my ex-husband. You know, just to, you know, talk to other middle-aged. Am I middle-aged?
Yeah.
Middle-aged, divorced women. And I'm just going to say this. Women are crazy. Okay. Women are crazy.
So explain what we're doing here. So
I'm going to find just in the group. Just some random crazy ass shit that these people talk about or post. And then we're just going to talk about. We're just going to discuss. We'll maybe
give some advice.
Give some advice or just.
And please message Tiara on Facebook if you want your questions answered.
Yes. Yes. Not all the time is it going to be like advice type things, but we're just going to discuss. You know, have a little discussion.
If you want to be judged.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to be judged. So, and it might be one question, it might be two questions, depending on how long it takes us to discuss them.
But DM the Tiaras.
Yes, DM the Tiara, Tiara May. So I'm going to read this one. This one got me.
Okay.
Ladies, I'm going to post this anonymously as I don't want to be identified for the fact that it could be perceived as wrong.
Speak up. Come
okay.
on.
So, I mean, that just there, you're just like, okay. What are you going to tell us?
Okay, come on.
Me and my cousin have been in love for over 10 years.
Oh, no.
Through the years, we've never crossed any boundaries for the sake of our families and not to cause issues. Well, 10 years forward, we decided to sit down and talk face to face alone, which we will soon. Knowing too well what we want. Meanwhile, every time we have been together with family during this year, he has flaunted in front of everyone how he feels for me. Questions starting to be asked. I'm a little embarrassed, but why should we keep on denying something that has not faded for so long? Is this wrong? Is this incestuous? No longer know what to think, to be honest.
Okay, how close cousin. Like, she needs to give us, like, is it second, first, third, fourth,
fifth? I'm just going to assume it's first cousin.
Yeah.
Because they grew up together.
They should bang it out?
No, that's her close cousins. Like, that is your mom's sister's son or your mom's brother's son or like.
That's, you know what? I have a my cousin's a boy.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I'm going to squash that, like, creepiness.
Right.
But I can see how that could happen since you don't, like, you're not always, like, with each other.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Ooh.
Okay. And I can see how that could fester. Does that make sense? Like, you don't see them as family. Like, you see
because
adults,
you're not seeing them on a regular basis. It's not an everyday thing.
But adults are different, too, because, like, you know, they're adults, so you see them different. So you know that's your family. But when you see, like, just another kid, it's just, like, kid blindness or something. It's just another kid.
So is this incestuous?
Oh, yeah. It definitely is.
Is it wrong?
Yeah. But I can see how it happens.
I don't know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like, I guess what you're... Because I have cousins, too, and obviously. And
I had a crush on my aunt.
I did.
What? I mean...
I don't know how to respond.
I thought my aunt was pretty. But I didn't see her all the time. What?
I mean, I don't know. I guess.
Like, it was just, she was a pretty lady.
I have boy cousins that are close to my age. They did live with us at one point.
Were some of them handsome?
they're handsome boys, but I never thought of them like, ooh.
No, it wasn't like, no. See, I never thought that it was.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't think it was cool.
Yeah.
But I was like, my aunt's really pretty. That's all.
I do think I had a cousin that had a crush on one of my cousins, though.
I don't know what, but don't you have like 500 people in your family?
I have so, my dad is one of 15. I have over 100 first cousins. So.
No, that shit's gonna happen. You're like Sweden over here.
Yeah.
Like.
My sister went to a family reunion.
Your family should have the cousin app.
Is there a cousin app?
In Sweden.
Oh, yeah, and you can see, is there a lot of incestuous things going on over there?
Well, no, they have it, so you make sure you're not incesting.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. This lady's creepy.
I don't have to worry about that over here. All of my cousins are
South, so I think this is something that is probably normal in most people's lives.
Yeah.
Right? But to act on it?
They're going to sit down and have a fucking talk. That is so weird.
Like, yo, we going to put out web feet kids. You ready? Like, ugh. Okay.
So weird.
No, I'm not going to say. It is weird. Don't just fight those urges. I don't know.
Right.
Like, get off Tinder. Like, what's the final advice on that one? Get off Tinder. Stop being around your cousin.
What does Tinder have to do with them?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just think everybody should get off that shit.
Yeah.
We are the one in a million.
Yeah, it's rare. Whenever people ask, where did you guys meet? I say, Tinder. I mean, and I'm like, really? You met him on Tinder? Like,
and then you're like, yeah, you met my twin sister first.
Right. I always like to tell people, TMI for the people listening to this, that we were friends with benefits at first.
We were, yeah.
Kind of. Like, we just hung, we were friends.
I was thinking of moving.
I know. We were just friends and we hung out with each other. We were getting close to that best friend status.
And
I was
about to move.
Right, you were about to move. And you would call me every night, after comedy shows.
I was lonely.
You were lonely. You would call me and be like, and we would have good conversations for about an hour. And then you'd be like, okay, I'm going to sleep. And then you would
fall asleep. That lasted for a week.
I know. And then I started just staying.
Yeah.
I would come over at night and it'd be like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, might as well just stay. But remember,
no, it wasn't 3 or 4.
Well, no,
I would get to like 11.
I would get up when you got up because I didn't have a key. But I would get up when you got up and I would leave. And sometimes I wouldn't go back to my apartment because I'm like, it doesn't make sense for me to go back to my apartment. So I would just walk around Walmart.
And then I got you a key.
Then you got me a key. No, I got myself a key.
No, that was my idea.
The key, yes.
I was just like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. And then I brought over my makeup one day, brought over some clothes.
And then I was like, you're moving in, bitch.
Exactly.
You are, aren't you? And then I love how you were like, I'm going to just go live with my dad.
I was. That was the plan. My stuff was going to be there, but I knew that I'd be spending most of my time with you.
And you know how logical I am.
Exactly.
It's just like, that's retarded.
Exactly.
Okay. So, anyways, don't fuck your cousin.
Right.
This is just a bad thing. If you listen to this, and I hope you do.
Yeah. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we're at 9 minutes. Okay. Let's go.
All right. So this is advice I want. A male's perspective on this, okay? So my boyfriend of a year and a half never posts anything on Facebook about us or me. His relationship status still says divorced. I will post on occasion pictures of a trip we've gone on, etc. And he doesn't mind. Before me, he dated a woman for a while, and before her, he was married for 14 years. Lots of posts and pictures from those relationships. He even changed his relationship status to in a relationship with his previous girlfriend. it's really bothering me lately. I've asked him in the past about changing his relationship status, and his response was, well, yours still says single. How do I approach the subject with him? Thank you.
That's, just get out of the scenario. That just sounds, no, just get out of it.
It doesn't sound like he's serious about her.
No, both of you are so petty. No, this is a...
So he's, oh, so
no, you're seeing no, they're both just fucked.
So you're seeing it from the perspective of, he's saying, well, your relationship status still says single, so therefore, I'm not going to post anything about you because you're still so single?
No, I'm just saying the whole scenario says you shouldn't be dating.
Why?
Because this should not be the start of a relationship. And it shouldn't be that important
because it's social media.
No, no, just all of this complaint. Like, not even that. Like, you dealt with that with me.
Yeah.
And I explained it very well.
Yeah.
And basically, they're petty to each other.
Right.
Because she doesn't change either.
Exactly. Why don't you change your relationship status?
So they're being petty to each other, and their relationship just started?
Ugh. See, with you...
So, like, what? Like, no. Like, you're both being petty. That's right. Not how you start a good relationship that's going to last. With me, you know I hate Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you were on Facebook all the time...
And not posting?
Yeah, then I'd be like... What's going on here?
The only thing I post is things about us.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the shows I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, no. My main thing that I post now is about the kids.
I know, you're one of us. One of us. What is that from?
Kids of the Corn.
Yeah, or, Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn.
One of us. You're that parent that posts your kids all the time.
I love it. Like, I love... showing off that I'm making my kid like these kids like me.
They're your kids. That's okay.
I mean, yes and no, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but back to this lady. Like, you are starting your relationship off wrong. That's it's so stupid. Petty, both of you. Both of you are petty. You understand that I don't post about us because I don't feel a need for the world to know what's going on in my life. Right. I just don't need that. You do it well enough for both of us.
Exactly. Like. And I tell people, talk to James. He's going to bring me up a lot. Do not worry. Like,
I am so proud to have you as my wife.
I know.
And I will say this. We were very lucky to have how we started, weirdly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was some tragedies and things that made it happen so perfectly.
Yeah.
And I think I started believing in a higher being a little bit more.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to bring that up. But you have to come to that realization yourself.
But I was just like... Before I was on this whole thing where it was like, oh, he's putting hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still not in a book. Yeah. And I'm still not sure.
Yeah.
But all of this, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go through the struggles. Like, who's the Job?
Yeah, Job.
I feel like Job right now. Where Aww. It was like, oh, it paid off just being a good human anyway.
Right. Because guess what?
Okay. So, get to the last one, though.
The last one.
Also, don't just end it. Go find somebody else.
Yeah. If that's what you need to feel secure in your relationship, end it. Find someone else who will post you on Facebook all the fucking time.
Superficially.
Yeah, because that's not real. Facebook is not real.
Meta.
Yeah. So how do you guys feel about this? This is the last one to start when it's kind of goofy. The last two were kind of like, it says, I farted while squirting tonight. It was silent, but he felt it.
What are you asking me?
I don't know. How do you guys feel about if a girl farts in the middle of the act?
See, weirdly, when things come out of you,
mm-hmm.
I'm not, maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I gave that good dick. I pushed it out with that dick.
Like, so a woman has does not need to be embarrassed around you.
At least me.
Right.
Like, a queef, nothing. Like, that means...
The queefing is awkward to me when it happens.
No. See, the queefing, to me, maybe... I don't know how smart men are.
I don't know how you feel about it, because I don't think we've talked about it yet. So, this is good.
I don't know how all men feel, but if I get a queef, that means I took up all the space in your vagina.
Oh, so you like it.
Like, I mean, I feel like that's science, right? That's why the air came out. Because I took up all the space. And the air had to go somewhere.
I feel like it's just an air pocket.
Okay, cool.
So you don't mind a queef? Because there have been
I'm sure a lot of guys out there are just like, when you push a little, like, gas or air, out.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, that's how big my dick is.
Have you ever had to fart during?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah. I've had a lot of sex. You know this.
I know. Have you farted while
We need to have a whole nother podcast about, like, my sex addiction. I know.
Like, we need to have, like... We need to do, like, every... Oh, I have an idea.
We should be... Oh, what if we do...
Like, an After Dark type of, like, episode every once in a while.
No, you ask me questions, and I'll just answer them honestly.
Yeah.
About my sex addiction, because it's Charlie Sheen...
You know what we should
do? No. Did you just hear what I said?
It's Charlie Sheen status.
Like.
You're fucking up everything.
Everyone. I fucking. What that 12-year-old girl did to me.
Yeah, that's for an After Dark conversation.
What that 12-year-old girl did to me was fucked me up for the rest of my life.
I want to do. Have you ever done that BDSM survey to see, like, what you are, if you're like a dom or a sub?
Oh, I know what I am.
What are you?
I am definitely dominant.
What do you think I am?
You are definitely submissive.
Whatever. Well, I want to do it. So we'll have to be on the lookout for an After Dark conversation. That'll be fun.
But, yeah,
I give the people a little look into... I don't want to give them, like, everything, but a look into...
You know, maybe that'll make me more comfortable talking... On stage, about what happened to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even, like, the most horrible thing. Like, my uncle didn't come into the room and said, Jamesy, you're going to enjoy this.
Your hand, James.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But it really fucked me.
Well, you know, besides her, there's other people that I have to thank for your... sex drive too, but we'll get into that.
No, what?
The older lady.
Oh, I sought that stuff out because of her.
I know.
But what was the whole question?
Oh, I was just asking, like, how do guys feel about? Well, you can only speak for yourself. How do you feel about girls farting?
And it makes me feel like my dick's big.
But a fart, that's coming out of your butt.
It's all in the same area?
I guess. Sometimes I hold it in. I'm not going to let it out because I think that's embarrassing.
Have you ever
puked? And what if it stinks? Huh?
Have you ever puked sucking a dick?
Yeah, yours.
Oh, what? Hey, House of Dragons sucks. Have a great night.